Welcome to the Exec MBA Podcast. I'm Brett Twitty, Director of Admissions for the Executive Formats of the Darden MBA, and you are listening to a new episode. So on this episode, I'd like to feature a conversation I recently recorded with Connie Dunlop. Connie is, interestingly enough, a Darden alumna. She graduated from Darden in 1998, and she now works with our Executive Format students as Executive Director for Professional Advancement. She also leads our Professional Advancement course, or what we call PAC. This is a required course that students take in our Executive MBA program. And if you are a prospective student thinking about our Executive Formats and interested in the career resources that are available here for you at Darden, I think you'll really enjoy this conversation. We talk with Connie about PAC, her Professional Advancement course, sort of her approach to helping students think about their career and career goals, and much, much more. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Connie Dunlop. Connie, so excited to have you on the podcast. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me, Brett.
So for our listeners at home, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Absolutely. So I'm the Executive Director for Professional Advancement here at Darden, and I get to focus on all things professional advancement inside of the Executive MBA formats. I help students identify not only who they are, but who they are becoming as a result of the Darden MBA, and help them get to that ultimate destination, whatever that is for them. It's so diverse across our sets of students.
So you had a career before coming to Darden.
I did.
And so tell us a little bit more about what you did before you started doing the work you're doing now.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned that I graduated from the Darden School 20 years ago. That's hard for me to believe. And when I left the Darden School, I went out to work in the world of management consulting for Deloitte Consulting at that time, doing strategy and operations consulting for large financial institutions, solving both the strategic problems that they have in their organizations, as well as helping them improve their operations over time. And when I couldn't get on an airplane one more Monday morning at 5:20 a.m., I decided to leave management consulting and leave all of my friends at Deloitte behind and go work for one of my favorite clients, Capital One, and moved into their organization to focus more as an internal consultant on large change management initiatives for the organization, helping them manage what we truly called enterprise transformation.
So what led you to the Darden School? I mean, both of those sound like tremendous opportunities,
yeah.
And we're fortunate enough to have you on our team working with our Executive Format students. How'd you end up at Darden?
Well, I took a break from work for 3 years when my children were born. I have twins, and when they were little, there was a lot to do. So I took a break and became a full-time stay-at-home mom at that time. But the day that I put them in preschool, they were 3 years old, I called the Darden School and I said, I want to help Darden students. How can I do that? And I came back to Darden 11 years ago and began coaching students who were interested in management consulting career paths. Not only had I been successful as a Darden student getting into the consulting industry, but I also had roles while I was a consultant recruiting back to Darden and to other business schools. So I knew the other side of the equation as well.
So it's a special thing to work for the school you attended, to have that kind of personal connection and to be able to relate to the student experience.
Absolutely.
And one of the ways that I think you can relate to our executive students is just how much you have on your plate right now. So you
yes.
talked about, you know, obviously you've got a job and you have twins. Before we started the podcast, you were mentioning that they just are starting high school this week. And you're also getting your PhD.
Correct.
So a good empathy experience for you, for our students in our Executive MBA program who have a very full plate as well.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit more about your PhD. What are you studying and why did you decide to go get a PhD?
I am a lifelong learner, and learning excites me. So the opportunity to go back to school at this stage in my life is a tremendous opportunity for me. I chose to go back to study learning, adult learning, human and organizational learning, because so much of what I do here at the Darden School with my students is about learning and about how they grow and develop as individuals over time. So I'm getting a PhD in human and organizational learning focused on four pillars: leadership, learning, change, and culture. In fact, I've completed all of my coursework, and I'm given the title ABD, all but dissertation, getting ready to go out and collect data in order to evaluate and analyze the data and make some recommendations on the other side of that.
How does the dissertation, or at least the learning you've done thus far, research and your PhD experience, inform the work you do with Darden students?
Well, it certainly informs how I deliver content in my classroom. So now that I understand how adult learners behave, and I understand kind of the various learning models and theories that sit behind adult learning, I recognize that learning as an adult is very different than learning as a child or an adolescent or a youth. And I apply those theories and practices into my class, the Professional Advancement course, which is one of the courses, the required courses that I teach here at Darden.
And it's great to have that as a required course for executive format students, because if you're coming back at this point in your career, our average student has 11 or 12 years of work experience. Your career, you still have a lot of working years ahead. And so for so many of our students, the decision to go get an executive MBA is about expansion of opportunity.
Yes.
And that can be, you know, within a company, that could be changing careers. Yeah. It could also be starting your own business. So talk a little bit more about how the Professional Advancement course helps students think about, reflect upon, develop, you know, some of these ideas.
Yeah, the Professional Advancement course meets students where they are. And what we've learned, and what I've learned over delivering this course for the last decade, is that students come to us in different places in their lives, and they're looking for different things in terms of their return on investment in this Darden MBA. But we've been able to identify four categories, or what we're calling professional advancement profiles, that students can see themselves in one or more of those profiles. So the four profiles are climber, switcher, entrepreneur, and undecided. We've renamed that explorer because we think that's probably a more positive spin on the undecided category. And students will come to us in one or more of these categories often. They say, well, if I can't climb, I might go out and switch. But a climber, in terms of definitions, a climber is someone who is looking to grow inside of their current organization, often through a promotion or a lateral move as a result of the Darden MBA. The switcher is actually someone who's looking to move out of their current organization, switching to a new employer, maybe in the same industry and function, or maybe not, which we call a big switch, changing industry and function at the same time. The third type, and this one has really grown in popularity over the last decade, is the entrepreneur, someone looking to start or grow a venture while they're here at Darden as part of their Darden MBA experience. And the fourth are those explorers. They just want to go out and see what's available as a result of the Darden MBA. And then we'll maybe sometime over the course of the 21-month experience pick a path or two to go down.
So it's fun to see the students as they're in your class and sort of how they evolve over the course of the class period, right? So one of my favorite stories is from the 2018s.
Mm-hmm.
They had one really dynamic student. We've actually had him on the podcast, Corbin Norman.
Yes.
He's very passionate about entrepreneurship.
Yes.
By the time he came to Darden, he was probably on his third business at that point, and is, I think, either working in Berlin or Stockholm right now.
He's out there. A serial entrepreneur.
That's right. So it was funny and fascinating to see the impact he had on his classmates and their interest in entrepreneurship. Maybe talk about some of your favorite experiences from the PAC class.
Absolutely. One of the things that the purpose of the PAC class, we have several, but one is to build community within the cohort and to create a support structure among students so that they can lift each other up and help people get to where they want to go. That community element is really built into the fabric of Darden and built into the University of Virginia overall. To kind of help us kind of move along that community theme, one of the classes is called The Path. And in The Path, each one of our students has a chance to spend 2 minutes conducting a speech act. And they can make an offer, a request, and those brave ones might even make a declaration of what they're going to do as a result of this Darden MBA. And as we moved around the room with Corbin and his classmates in the room, it became quickly apparent that we had a groundswell of entrepreneurial interest. People that had not publicly voiced their interest in entrepreneurship felt safe and secure inside of that classroom, putting themselves out there on the limb saying they wanted to start something. as part of this Darden MBA experience, or maybe shortly thereafter. And as a result of that one class, a group of about 20 students began meeting on a regular basis to share ideas with each other, to pitch each other on concepts, to make introductions to folks in their networks who could help. And it really created an energy that ultimately landed in a Darden MBA entrepreneurial club specifically focused on the executive MBA population.
It's been fun to see those clubs and organizations come together
because,
in my mind, so much of what we talk about when we talk about Darden's executive formats is it's not a transactional experience, right? It is not just about getting your MBA, getting the credential, and moving on. And clubs and organizations, the fact that we have really busy executive format students stopping and saying, oh, this is important to me. I want to organize a group around this or this other thing. And we've had, you know, women's group, African-American student group. We've had a veterans group, international students group, executive student investment fund, and now the entrepreneurship club.
Yes.
And potentially, based upon my conversations with some of the program leadership, maybe a few more coming
Good.
Down the organized maybe around career interest
Good.
Is what we're starting to hear. So it's great. We're really enthusiastic about that because it is such a Darden thing, right?
It
Clubs
is.
And organizations, University of Virginia thing when you talk about student self-governance. But it's such a great way for students to connect with like-minded and similarly interested students around a career interest or a particular passion.
Absolutely. And the things that they're able to do as a result of those connections are truly powerful and for many transformative. They come out of Darden on the other side with a different career as a result of those connections and the work that they did inside of the program.
Yeah, the entrepreneurs have been fun to sort of talk with. We've had an ongoing series here on the podcast about entrepreneurship for a variety of reasons. You know, one, we think it makes so much sense given the training you get at Darden, the emphasis case method, enterprise perspective.
Right.
But also that it's just part, it's sort of in the air when you're in a program like this. You're talking about business problems, you're interested in things, and you have a group of people who just want to talk about ideas.
Yes.
And that's also very much a Darden
it's
thing.
It's energizing.
Totally. So obviously, you got a brand new crop of students. The class of 2020 is here. It just started. The first on-grounds is upcoming. What are you most excited about when you think about working with them on their professional development?
What really gets me excited when I think about professional advancement is illuminating those potential paths so that others can find their way. That's my purpose in life. And the way that I illuminate those paths for people is that I provide kind of this standard approach, which is asking powerful questions. I draw upon my coaching training. And then listening deeply to what they have to say in response to those questions, providing a little bit of structure, and then trying to help them make meaning of what's next, and then push them gently toward action. And that approach is something that I've found successful both in my one-on-one coaching conversations with students as well as in the classroom with a whole cohort of students. What's different about this course is that I offer an optional one-on-one coaching session with each one of the students in my course, allowing them to take the content from the professional advancement course and really personalize it for them. Inside of the professional advancements course, the student themselves is the case. It's very different from the other classes that we teach here at Darden. The student is the protagonist, and they're finding their way through this course, and often it requires someone to bounce some ideas off of. So I sit down, I think I've had more than 60 at this point in time, with each one of those students who will allow me to help them find their way and develop that path forward.
That's awesome. Do most students take you up on the one-on-one?
They absolutely do.
A lot of time.
It is a lot of time, but it's time well invested because that return on investment for them is so important. And I want to help them kind of uncover what that potential pathway could be. And sometimes the best way to do that is in a one-on-one conversation.
So when you think about success for the students you're working with, obviously, everybody's success is individual in some ways, right?
That's
what
right.
they want to achieve. Do you have any favorite stories from the past few years or students that you... I'm sure there are many.
Yes.
We could probably spend a whole podcast just talking about that. But any one or two that stand out in your mind?
I can tell you a recent example is I walked into my office down in Charlottesville, and there was a note that had been tucked under the door. And, you know, I opened this letter. It's from a student who graduated back in May and had written me a letter about the impact that my course had had on his life. And when I get those kind of personal acknowledgments from students in the form of a letter, in the form of a conversation or an email, it really reminds me that what I'm doing has a purpose, and it helps keep me grounded in the work that I do. It's highly, highly powerful. When students tell me, when they come and say, you know, at graduation we have a picnic and we have this wonderful celebration for them, and I get to meet their families and I get to kind of can have that final, you know, check-in with them on where they are and how they're thinking and reflecting on this Darden MBA experience at graduation, that is a very meaningful time because I get to see the culmination of all of this work in that very graduation setting with students to see where they're going with this and how some of the work that we've done together through the coaching and the classroom course has helped them get there. And it just makes me feel good about what I do.
I can imagine that. I mean, anybody who gets into this work, whether it's admissions or career or professional advancement, it is all about relationships with students.
Yes.
and helping people, you know, think through options and make decisions and ultimately invest in themselves.
Right.
So a slight pivot from professional advancement course. You know, one of the things that's interesting to me is there are a lot of myths about executive MBA programs,
yes.
Right? I can think of a few. I'm not an executive. Can I do this program? What do you mean by executive? You know, I haven't managed people or I haven't had this specific set of responsibilities or I'm not at this specific set or rung in an organization. One of the more common misconceptions about executive MBA programs is that it's purely for people who want to climb.
Yeah.
Within their organization. I would describe that as old information,
yes.
Right? You know, if you go back 10 years ago when we started our program, yeah, probably most of the students there were perhaps company sponsored and moving up. And yeah, we certainly have those people in our program now, but I think we're increasingly seeing more switchers, more
right.
entrepreneurs. There's a lot of different reasons for that, but I'm curious about sort of what you think the reasons are.
Yeah. We've since in the decade that I've worked here, we have seen a big transition away from climbing, and the first transition was toward switching, and now we're seeing a push as well, not as big as the push towards switching, but a push towards entrepreneurship as well. And I think that that's happening for a couple of reasons. Number one, the world of work is changing. And what we know about organizations is that they're not creating these ladders for people to climb up inside of their organization and providing the resources, the structure, the training, the opportunities, as well as they used to. They're not expecting employment for life anymore. And as a result, employees of organizations are often going out and looking for their own forms of development. And that's what brings them to the Darden School of Business. They want to be developed. They want to learn, especially around topics of leadership and getting this kind of quantitative MBA toolkit. And we're seeing that more and more, that people are really taking charge of their own career. And because they're taking charge of their own career, they feel empowered to be explorers. And they want to explore their value in the market. They want to explore what are the opportunities that are available to them. And they really want to max out on their return on investment in this degree.
And in terms of opportunity and investigating opportunities, I think what happens to people is you come to school here at Darden, you have all these really interesting classmates who are doing things that you never even knew about.
Yes, didn't know existed.
Right. Or you have not been this close to someone who was doing that thing, and they're telling you, gosh, well, we might have opportunities.
That's right.
You know, we're hiring. Best thing about an executive MBA program in many ways is the fact that everyone is working,
yes.
Right? And they have such live networks for that
yes.
reason. And you see how that informs people's career interests, right? Just being around a mix of people and getting to know them personally through class and outside of class.
Yes. Their aperture opens up when they kind of get into the cohort and they learn about their classmates and the interesting work that others are doing. I think another aperture that opens up for them is through the case method pedagogy. Because we learn about business problems across industries and functions through the case method of instruction, students see, wow, there's some some really interesting problems out there in the world that I would like to go and solve. And then, of course, there's students just talking with each other, networking with each other, getting into the Darden alumni group and learning more about what our alumni are doing, getting class speakers into the conversation. So they just kind of, their eyes open and the opportunities for them get really broad. And then over a time, they narrow back again to try and get them to focus on what they're going to be doing next.
So Connie, you're a Darden alum. You've obviously worked with Darden students for over a decade now.
Yes.
We have prospective students that listen to the podcast. What would you want them to know about Darden's executive formats, the experience at the Darden School?
I think that one of our key differentiators is that we take your personal and professional development very seriously. We take it so seriously that we've devoted an entire class called the Professional Advancement Course to your individual development. Whether you're growing as a climber, switcher, entrepreneur, or simply exploring your options, there's one thing I'd ask you to do now before you get to Darden is think about the other side. If you can project post-graduation how you would like to be leveraging this new Darden credential, and then be able to think about and inform your Darden experience in such a way that helps you move toward that destination.
That's such a great point because, you know, we interview candidates for the executive MBA program, and this is true to the full-time format as well. We ask, you know, all sorts of expected questions. Who are you? What have you done educationally, career-wise? But so much of the conversation in that interview is about, why do you want to get an MBA?
Right.
Why do you want to come to Darden? And how does it fit into your career plan, short-term, right, long-term goals? You know, we always tell students, you know, we expect you to have a plan, yeah, right? But we don't expect it to be so narrow and specific as to preclude opportunities.
Right.
And so it's can you keep these two ideas, not necessarily in mutual opposition, but can you keep these two ideas in your mind at the same right time, right? I'm focused, but I'm also open.
Right.
And
that's a tough thing to do. And I believe there is a paradox at work right there. There are many students who, when I work with them, they can see 10 years from now or 15 years from now. And then there are many students who can just see what's immediately in front of them. And so, but if you can keep both of those views in line of sight simultaneously, I think that's the people who can kind of move purposefully in a direction that takes their career forward.
How do you think about, I mean, obviously working, you talked about adult learners and sort of getting people to think about their career. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you push somebody to sort of think both short-term, long-term?
Yeah. You get them to identify, and at least in my conversations with them, I get them to identify something about the long term that they can commit to. For some people, it's simply, I'm not going to be working where I'm currently working 5 years from now. And that's something to hang their hat on. For others, it may sound like, well, I'd really like to be growing a venture 5, 7, 10 years from now. I'm not ready today, but I'd really like to do that in the long term, at least 5 years from now. And then we start by saying, okay, if that is something you're thinking about, something entrepreneurial 5, 7, 10 years from now, then what are the competencies and the networks that you need to develop between now and then that are going to make you successful in that long-term destination? So if you're an entrepreneur, you might be thinking about, wow, I need to understand the full product development life cycle, and maybe I need to learn that before I become an entrepreneur. Or, wow, I really have this gap in sales and marketing. I need to partner with somebody or figure that on my own in the next 5 years. I'm great at operations and strategy. Not so good in the front office, but that back office I've got. And then in terms of the network, entrepreneurs may be thinking about investors, partners, you know, a set of people that they can go to as advisors, like lawyers, accountants, patent attorneys, things like that, that they may be wanting to build that network before they are ready to launch that venture in the long term.
That's such a great, great idea of sort of looking out and then maybe reverse engineering
yes
steps necessary to get there. We had MJ Toms on the podcast talking about sort of the VC boot camp that they do up here.
Awesome.
And she was saying that venture capitalists look at the idea, but they also are very interested in the team.
Yes.
And who you put around the idea to
right
help make that idea a reality. The fascinating thing about having some of the entrepreneurs on the podcast and talking to them about their experience in the program is you kind of get a team that's available to you when you come to the program, right? You got all these people you can call, you can ask, and kick ideas around. So even if you're just starting to build that network, what a great opportunity to begin with
your
classmates.
Start in the cohort.
In the cohort.
Absolutely. We encourage students in the professional advancement course to select a set of guides that are going to be there's a journey metaphor inside of the course. Map making, traveling companions, the road ahead are our three modules. And we encourage them to select a set of guides who are going to be on this journey with them. And often they begin small with people in their cohort. And then they expand out to people they may be currently working with or have worked with in the past. And then they expand out even further to people in their network who are doing the types of things that they want to do. But those people are already doing it now. And we'd love to see students connect with mentors, connect with coaches, or develop their own personal board of directors to really support them on this journey.
Well, Connie, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I know I've learned quite a bit. I know our listeners have as well. We sincerely appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
And that was my conversation with Connie Dunlop, Executive Director for Professional Advancement here at Dartmouth. So, of course, if you have comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the Exec MBA podcast, we're all ears. We can be reached at exec, that's E-X-E-C, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. And until next time, thanks for listening.